leave the guy. Take the cannoli.
That's good advice. Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mail Medical Center, the godfather of Racine. Vinny Rotino, former Milwaukee Brewer, joining us live on Wisconsin's Morning News. Vinny to Vinny. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. That's great. That's a great line right there.
It's Festa Italiana weekend. They moved it, so, you know, I just thought a little something for you.
Phenomenal. Thank you for that.
Is cannoli a go-to for you? Definitely go-to Italian. I'd take that over the tiramisu every time.
I do, too, for sure. I can't find a good cannoli around, you know, around there, so I'd go with Kringles, most likely. So,
I'm more of an affogato guy lately. What do you guys think of those, huh? You know what that is?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a little vanilla gelato with some espresso poured on top. That's good stuff, baby.
All right, now, man, give me that cookie shell with the sweet cheese inside. We'll send you something down from, like, Shortino's from up here or something.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm good with that, he said.
Here's a segue. Colton Wong said, I forgot about it three times last night, Vinny. What's gotten into him in terms of hitting the baseball? Is it just his turn in the lineup to be the superstar as the Brewers push for this playoff spot down the stretch here?
That's what it feels like, right? It feels like someone gets hot. Usually when they're winning, a couple of guys are getting hot, and right now it's Colton Wong's turn, like you said, but he's had a pretty productive season if you take away April. He was really struggling, and I think he had 77 at-bats in April, and I think he like a 500 OPS, which is very, very bad, especially for him. But ever since then, he's been around an 800 OPS guy, which is really productive, especially for a second baseman. And I think his year has been getting overshadowed a little bit by the inconsistencies on defense, but ever since the All-Star break, he's been kind of playing more like Colton Wong on defense. It's going to be interesting what the Brewers end up doing with him. He does have a team option to pick up. The team that has the decision to pick it up, it's $10 million or a $2 million buyout. So I don't know what they're going to do. The Brewers do have Bryce Turang waiting in the wings in AAA to take over at second base next year. So we'll see what happens. But, this team needs to get hot. They need to get really hot if they want to make the playoffs. Dom Catroni and I were talking on the show last night on Brewers Extra Innings. It's probably a 10-2 type of situation, or at worst 9-3. They're going to have to go in the last 12.
Vinny, just can you shed some light on what it's like to feel hot like that? Every athlete chases the zone, as we call it, and maybe you've had a taste of it in your life, you know, in your golf league or whatever it is, where like you can do no wrong, it's all working, and you don't know how you got there, you don't know why, but you never want it to go away.
Yeah, I've had that feeling a few times in my career as well. I actually hit three home. I wasn't a home run hitter. I hit about 10, 12 a year in the minor leagues, and I hit three in one game in Buffalo. I was playing for the Mets AAA, and I was like, what happened? And, yeah, what you don't want to do is try to hold on to it either, because that's when it becomes even more elusive. To try and hold on to that feeling. And yeah, it almost feels like the game's easy, which it's not. You come back down to earth. But it's a great feeling. You want to definitely ride that wave as best as you can.
It's the magic of the Anchor Bar Wings, Vinny. I'm sure you spent the night there prior to the game. That had to be it.
What, in Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo Wings. The home of the wing, right, for sure.
Last thing for you, Vinny. Brandon Woodruff, just on fire lately. It wasn't just last night. It's been the last three, four, five starts for Woodruff. How important is he going to be in his final couple of starts down the stretch?
He's going to be vitally important, and it's going to be interesting to see if he ends up going on short one of these starts just to get him an extra start. Remember when CC Sabathia did that back in 2008? He think he made like four starts on 3 days rest. It was Herculean from him back in 08. I'm wondering if they're going to plan on doing the same thing with Brandon Woodruff, just because he is so hot right now. He is, and ever since really his injury, he's been absolutely unhittable. So he's definitely important to this rotation, as well as everybody at this point. Like I said, they're going to need to pretty much rattle off almost every single win.
Vinny Rotino, the godfather of Racine. We owe you a box of cannoli, maybe Scordato's on the south side. Or over here on the east side, what is it? So many great
Gloriosos.
Yeah, Gloriosos would have some.
Yeah.
They probably have Shortino's in there.
Yeah.
Shortino's, Gloriosos. We'll find a bakery that ends in a vowel and send you something. How about that?
I'm in.
All right, thanks, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to Mark Tauscher next on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mm-hmm.